a great God. You are a great God. Mighty God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. You are a mighty God, a great God, greater than we can imagine, greater than all of our needs, greater, 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 greater than anything that we're facing, greater than every difficulty, greater than any hardship, greater than any pressure, greater than any sickness, greater than any disease, greater than any report, greater than any evil thing, greater than any demon, greater than any devil, greater than any evil spirit, greater than anything that man can do. Greater, 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 greater is he. Greater is he. Greater is he. Sing it again. Sing some more. Let's worship the Lord. Greater. Holy Spirit, you are greater. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to worship a great God. We ought to worship a great God. We ought to worship a great God. He is worthy to be praised. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I said greater. I said greater. Come on, sometimes we get in the middle of things. And those things look big. But I want you to know that nothing impresses God. Nothing dismays God. God is not afraid of anything. God is not taken back by anything. Greater is he than whatever you're facing. I said greater. We might not get past this right here. So maybe this is as good as it's going to get. So you might well just jump in. Just jump in. Greater! Whatever you're dealing with, he's greater than that. Some whatever we're dealing with over onto the Lord, because He's the greater one that can deal with it. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you are willing to let go? Let go. Let go. How many of you are willing to let go? Some of you need to let go and let the greater one deal with it. Stop trying to figure it out. Stop trying to do it in your own strength. Let Him deal with it. I said, let Him deal with it. Amen. When it's impossible to man, what do you do? It's still possible to God. Isn't that right? How do you tap into the possibility of God? Well, don't get quiet on me. Let me tell you something. You just keep worshiping God, lifting His name up, and you begin to call upon Him in faith, believing. Glory to God. You hook up with Him. Amen. Glory to God. Some of you need to turn some things over to the Lord. I keep getting that in my spirit. Turn it over to the Lord. Greater is He than whatever it is you've got. Greater is He than whatever you're dealing with. Just turn it over to the Lord. Hallelujah. Here's what I keep getting, and I'm going to deal with it. And then maybe we'll do something else. I don't know. But I just had this in my spirit that there's somebody here. There have been numerous people here that you got problems. That's okay. But there's somebody here tonight that you got problems stacked upon problems. It'd take a forklift to move them out of your life. That's just how it seemed like to me. It'd take a forklift to lift it all up. And you don't know what to do with those problems. They've been coming at you. They've been coming at you day and night. And stacking up faster than you seem to be able to deal with them. And if that's you, I want to pray for you right now. If that's you, then you come down here and we want to pray for you. Because greater is He than whatever problems you got. Greater is He than any problems you got. Greater is He than any problems you got. I said, greater is He than all the problems you got. Greater is He than all the problems you got. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Just worship the Lord. While they're just sing something again while they're lining up. Hallelujah. Destroys the yoke that is placed upon you and comes upon you and all these problems. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but the anointing destroys the yoke in the name of Jesus. So those of you that are here in the line, I want you to realize that the anointing destroys the yoke of bondage, of problems, of whatever it is that you're dealing with in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Stretch your hands out to these people. In the name of Jesus. Just go ahead and sing some.
Lift you up. We bless you in the name of the Lord.
Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Say it with me. The Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever. Let's say it again. The Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever. The Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever. The Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Some of you had lots of problems, but let me just say this. I keep getting this. You got some of you weighed down with burdens. You need to get them over on the Lord. I told you a while ago, you got to be willing to let it go. You got to be willing to let it go. Let the Lord have it. Many problems are caused because we keep it to ourselves rather than give it to the Lord. And we got to give those burdens over to the Lord. Amen. You weren't designed to carry those. Your load limit is zero. Zero. God doesn't want half your burdens. He wants all of them. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you need to lift your hands up and let Him have them. Just let Him have everything. Just turn it over to Him. I said, just turn it over to Him. Just turn it over to Him. Some of you, you've been trying to control the direction of your life, the path that you want to go on, but it's time for you to turn that all over to the Lord and say, I'll go where you want me to go. I'll stay where you want me to stay. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll be quiet if you want me to be quiet. Turn it over to Him. Yield to Him. Say it with me. Not my will, but your will. Not my will, but your will. Now say this. The Lord, you know best. Lord, you know best. So I'm turning it over to you. Now I found out a long time ago, I'm not smart enough to handle it all. So I tell the Lord all the time, I said, I'm not smart enough to handle that. I'm going to turn it over to you because I know you're smart enough to deal with it. So let's just go ahead and you just go ahead. It doesn't hurt you to admit that you're not smart enough. Don't get quiet on me right now. Because we're hooked up to the one who is able. Ha ha ha. Hallelujah. Many a day when I tell him, I said, Lord, I don't know how to handle this. So Holy Spirit, what would you like to do? What would you like to do? Amen. See, sometimes you just gotta, we let stuff stack up. Now I got a word for somebody. It just came up in my spirit. It's not up to you. It's up to the Lord. It doesn't depend on you. It depends on the Lord. I don't know who that's for, but if you've been thinking that it all depends on you, it depends on you, it depends on you, it depends on you. Now, that doesn't mean you don't do anything. You understand what we're talking about. You do your job, but you're depending on Him. You do your job, but you're not taking the care of it. You do what you know to do, but you're seeking His face and His direction. Isn't that right? You understand what I mean? You don't go home and sit on the couch and say, oh, Lord. You're not doing that. We know we don't do that, right? We don't do that. But I want to tell you something. As you're going along here, Lord, I thank you that you're smarter than I am. Lord, I thank you that you know the way. Lord, I thank you that you got answers that I don't even have the questions for yet. But I want to tell you something, Lord. I just thank you. I just thank you, Lord. You're taking care of that. You're taking care of that in the name of Jesus. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's just lift our hands up to the Lord. Just magnify the Lord again. Just honor Him. You ought to lift up hands of gladness, because glad that He's able to take care of things. Glad that He's smart enough. Glad that He's greater. Glad that He's willing to help you. Glory to God. Oh, we ought to be glad to lift up hands acknowledging the great God that we serve. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to read some scripture to you. That's what we're going to do next. I'm going to read some scripture to you. You can be seated. Listen, what a fine message so far. I don't know what you call it, but on the other hand, you know, you just follow the Holy Spirit. I got some notes here. That's all right. They're good looking notes too. Got different colors for different things, you know. Helps me stay on track. Amen. 1 John 4:4 says, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." Contemporary English version says this: "Children, you belong to God, and you have defeated these enemies. God's Spirit is in you. God's Spirit, who is in you, is in you and is more powerful than the one that's in the world." Knox translation. And I like this one especially. It says this: "You little children who take your origin from God." How many of your origin is God? Yes. Amen. If you're a Christian, you originate from Him. Glory to God. Isn't that something? He said, "You who take your origin from God have gained the mastery over it. There is a stronger power at work in you than in the world." And then the Living Bible says, "Dear young friends, you belong to God and have already won your fight." Say it with me. Already won your fight with those who are against Christ, because there is someone who's in your hearts who is stronger than any evil teacher in this wicked world. I'll say it this way, and then you can say it more dignified than me. But let them huff and puff and threaten and blow smoke and do whatever they want to do and declare this doctrine and declare that doctrine. But you know what we're going to do? We're just going to go with the greater one on the inside. He is the Spirit of truth. He'll teach us the truth. He'll show us the truth. We're just not going to be moved by those things. I said, we're not going to be moved by those things. I said, we're not going to be moved by those things. We're just going to go with the Word.
That's right.
Ha ha ha.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that a good idea? Glory to God. See, I didn't come up with that on my own. The Lord even had to help me with that. Hallelujah. Oh, you should have met me when I first got saved. I didn't hardly know how to come in out of the rain. I knew how to come to dinner, though. Amen. And so, S.D. Gordon said this: "There is one inlet of power in life, anybody's life, any kind of power, just one inlet, the Holy Spirit. He is power. He's in everyone who opens his door to God. He eagerly enters every open door. He comes in by our invitation and consent. His presence within is the vital thing." That's what S.D. Gordon said in his book, Quiet Talks on Prayer. And I just want to tell you, let me just tell you, I told you the last time I spoke here, there is no such thing, listen to this, and this is something that the Lord wanted me to impress on, He wanted me to say it again. He said, there is no such thing as having the Holy Spirit and not having the power of God. I'm going to say it again. There's no such thing as you having the Holy Spirit and not having the power of God. How many of you got the Holy Spirit? Then you got the power of God residing on the inside. You are not you're not weak and powerless like the devil would like you to believe, like your relatives try to tell you that you are. You know, And so you have to recognize then that what you got on the inside is far more than anything that you're ever going to face in life. Amen. And you got to realize that the power of God, it's the power of God that's on the inside of you. And we got to learn, our job is to learn to tap into that and learn how to cooperate with the power of God. Because you see, I grew up with weak, anemic Christianity, where we didn't know what the power of God was. We thought that was for Bible times, but we're civilized now. I'm not so sure about that. That's a relative term, if I ever heard one. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? We're educated now. I read in the Gospels one time, I was reading about Jesus casting out demons and healing the sick. And so I asked a person that went to our church, I said, are there still any demons around? They said, oh, not here. Not here, but you know, over in some of the lands where they're not so civilized, they have them there. My God, he didn't even know that there was a demon speaking through him. Isn't that the truth? Oh, yeah, no demons here. Yeah, let me tell you something. That's the devil talking right there, trying to hide. Amen. We didn't know God moved. If we ever saw God do something, it was an accident. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't something we did to cause it or to cooperate with him or anything like that. It was something that God did somewhere, you know. Now, my grandma, on the other hand, I did say, let me just tell you this. What I just said, we didn't see any of that in church. But my grandma, on the other hand, now she scared me. Because when I was out there somewhere, and doing what I was doing. Now, I understand they didn't have telephones. And I knew this is the days before cell phones and so forth. And I'm living 500 miles away. So the only way to communicate is to write a letter. So she'd write me a letter. And she'd say, I had a dream the other night, and then she'd begin to describe what I'd been doing. Now that's scary. I didn't know about Grandma. I just knew that Grandma was connected with something that I was that I didn't know what it was. But I knew the people in the church weren't connected to that because they didn't act like that. But Grandma, on the other hand. And so I was real careful around Grandma. Not that it did any good, because obviously she'd have dreams and find out anyway. But you know, one of the things that got me into where we are today was the power of God. I thought, dear Lord, all these years, and we didn't know about the power of God. We didn't know that God would do anything. We didn't know God was willing to do anything. We thought if God did do something, he'd just kill you or do something like that, be upset with you and smack you. That's why I stayed away from you. I didn't want to get too close to him because I figured if I got close to him, he'd just knock me over the head, and there goes Marvin. We'll have a funeral for him. I'm serious. That's just the way it was back in the day. So you understand when I said I didn't hardly know how to come in out of the rain, because I was biblically ignorant, except for what little things. I knew about John 3:16, but I didn't know what to do with that. I knew it said, "Judge not, lest you be judged." I knew that. That was about it. Oh, I remember another scripture that I remembered. Jesus wept. I remember that scripture. But you know what? And so the thing that really got a hold of me was the power of God. And we have to realize that God never intended for the church to be powerless. The church was birthed in power. And God intended for the church to continue in his power. He didn't ever want you to try to do something in your own strength. The Lord told me one day, he said, stop trying to do something for me. He said, let me do something through you. There's a lot of difference in that. And one day the Lord took me to task because I was trying to do something, you know, and I hadn't asked the Lord about it, you know. And the Lord said to me, he said, you need to let me work through you. He said, you proved before you got saved how much you could do on your own. Oh, God, don't be bringing that up. Made a mess. Isn't that right? And so there's no such thing. I found this out. There's no such thing as having the Holy Spirit and not having the power of God. The issue is this. It's not that we don't have the power, because we do have the power. Sit with me. We do have the power. Look at somebody and tell them that. You do have the power. You do have it. It's. And one of the other things I found out is that the Holy Spirit lives in my spirit, in the midst of my body, according to what Daniel wrote. And so that's about 18 to 20 inches, maybe 2 foot on some people, tall people, you know, two foot from their brain. You know what I'm saying? So you know, sometimes I like to say it this way: what you need's only about 20 inches away. Amen. It's only about 20 inches away from your mind. Because you see, the Holy Spirit came in with everything he's got. Isn't that right? I said he came in with everything he's got. For him to not come with his power, listen to this. For him to not come in without his power would be like you showing up without your nose. I forgot my nose. No, listen to me. Your nose is a part of you, isn't it? Your hand is a part of you. You know what I'm saying? I saw a cartoon here a while back had a picture. It said a picture of a nose and says, I found your nose. It was in my business. But anyway. Anyway, that had nothing to do with the message, but it woke you up, didn't it? Now listen to this. Listen to this. So you see, for the Holy Spirit, for him to show up, he's going to show up with his power. He's going to show up with his knowledge. He's going to show up with his ability. He's going to show up with everything he's got. Now, the question is whether we'll let him do anything with it. That's the big question. Are you going to let him do anything? Isn't that right? Because you got the power. I said you got the power, right? I said, you got the power, don't you? Amen. If I don't get anything else across to you tonight, I just want to get that to you. Amen. Remember the light that I had here the other night? Last time we spoke, I mean, remember the light. Well, I brought it again. Okay. So here we have. We turn this switch right here and the light comes on. Why? Because there's power right up to it. And so now when the light is off, listen to this. When the light is off, that doesn't mean the power isn't here. It's all the way right up to the switch right there. It's not that there's not power available. It's just that there's a switch that needs to be turned on. Isn't that right? And I'm going to tell you something. Many times, really, when it comes down to it, listen to this. It's not that we don't have the power. It's the fact that we need to turn the switch on. Brother Hagin talked about this, turn the switch of faith on. Our faith turns on the power of God in our life. That's why the faith message is so powerful. Over in Mark chapter 5, we read this familiar story. It says now, in Mark chapter 5, verse 25, it says this about the woman with the issue of blood. It says, a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse.
When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment, for she said, "If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well." Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" But the disciples said to him, "You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." And so here's the thing that we need to realize is this. This is a scripture I wanted to read. I tried to get to it last time, didn't get there. But here we are this far now. But see, now this particular scripture, that woman tapped into the power of God. Jesus had the power of God. How many of you would agree with that? Amen. Even religious people would go along with that idea. But the thing is, nobody in that crowd was getting healed until that woman came and touched the hem of his garment. And let me just tell you this. If she would not have said anything and just said, "I'm going to touch it and see." If she'd have just thought to herself, "I'm going to touch his garment and see what will happen," and never said anything, guess what would have happened? Not much. Do you see what I'm saying? See, actually, really, we look at it this way, that when she touched the garment, the hem of his garment, that was her point of contact. But let me tell you where she turned to switch her faith on. It's when she said.
Yes.
Can you get it?
Yeah.
It's when she said, "If I touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole." At that point, she was believing that at that point of contact, when I touch him, at that point, I'm going to be healed. That was her confession. The Amplified Version says it this way. She kept saying it. She'd say it over and over again. Every time she had to push past somebody, every time she had to push through the crowd, push people out of the way, or people, you know, they don't easily give way when they really want to be a certain place. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, they don't always listen to, "Excuse me." They don't say, "Oh, pardon me. Have your," you know, they don't always do that. And so she kept saying it. She kept saying it. Maybe she felt weak in her body, but she kept saying it. She kept saying it. She kept the switch of faith on until she connected with the power of God.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Listen to this. We could look at this. If we do like religious people do, a lot of religious people do, we'd look at that, we'd shake that and say, "How come this light doesn't come on? I've got it plugged in." "Oh, I understand. The Lord knows what he's doing." You understand?
Yes.
In his own good time, he's going to turn the light on.
Yes.
"Come by here, light. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. Bring the light, please. Oh, Lord, send the light just now." I don't mean to be making fun. I'm just telling you that if you want the power of God, you cannot. You got to recognize what you got, and you got to learn to cooperate with what you got. You don't. You can't just go singing off and singing something nebulous, confusing, cloudy. Have some kind of mystical idea. "Oh, I hope. I wonder if the power of God's coming tonight." Well, the truth of the matter is, the power of God's already here.
Amen.
The truth is, you're looking for something that's already here. The big question is this, are you going to turn that switch on? Are you going to turn that switch on Are you going to get on your faith? Are you going to open your mouth? Are you going to say what the Word says about your situation rather than just what your situation is? Now, here's something else. Are you going to... Now, guys, I'm talking to you especially. And that is this. Sometimes us guys, we don't talk much. Some of us just tend to tackle our problems in silence. We grit our teeth. We're a man. We're going to take care of this. And I'm just telling you, friends, listen to me. You got to learn to open your mouth. Start saying what God said. Amen. And I've had to train myself, Lord, to talk to God. Say, God, you know, Lord, by His stripes I'm healed. God, my God, shall supply all my needs according to His riches and glory because Christ Jesus. His angels are camped around about me. Guard, protect, and keep me safe in all times, in every place, in every situation. Amen. Amen. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I've had to train myself to open my mouth and keep saying it. I don't just say it one time and wonder why nothing happened. No, I keep saying it. I keep saying it. I keep saying it. Sometimes I get a scripture in my spirit. Now listen to this. Sometimes I get a scripture down in my spirit and I say it. I say it. Sometimes I've said it thousands of times. Thousands of times. What am I doing? I keep the switch on. Switch your faith on. You say, well, how often do I need to say it? Well, you need to say it often enough to keep your thoughts headed in the right direction. You need to say it often enough that it keeps the doubt away from you. And if the way you're saying it isn't working, then you need to say it louder. Yep, that's right. Sometimes you can say it quietly and that works. But sometimes there's stuff comes at you so much that you got to just lift your voice and you got to talk louder than the problem. Glory to God. Amen. I've had pain in my body and you got to talk loud to that stuff. I'm talking louder than the pain. I said I'm talking louder than the pain.
Amen.
I talk loud enough that my mind transfers its attention off of the pain onto what I'm saying. You got to learn to do that. When I didn't do that, that's when I have the least amount of success. But the more I do it, the more success I have. Isn't that amazing? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so you have to realize this woman turned. She didn't ask. She said, I wonder if Jesus has power today. She didn't do that, did she? And I know this. I know something. In every crowd, there's somebody that says this. I wish Jesus was here tonight. I know He has the power. The truth of the matter is, He gave his power to the church. And when you want to get really beyond religious ideas, you and Jesus are one. By the Spirit. He who is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. You're the body and He's the head. You're connected. What He has flows through. It flows into your life and God wants it to flow through us. Isn't that right? I know you leave religious people behind when you start talking like that. Isn't that right? But that's another message. Maybe we'll do it one of these days about being one with God. But that's what I'm saying. Friend, you got to learn to turn the switch on. Isn't that right? You look over here, and if it's off, you turn it back on. Isn't that right? Anybody wake up and say, oh my goodness, I hadn't been going the right direction. Well, you know, you're off somewhere, you're doing something else, and you realize you got to get back with the Lord. Well, turn the switch back on. Get back on your faith. Isn't that right? And guess what? You tap right into the power. You say, Brother Yoder, I tried that. I didn't feel anything. Friend, you got to learn to believe what the Bible says. The reason I believe the power of God is in me is not because I feel it. I believe it's there because the Bible says it's there. That's the only evidence I got. But that's plenty for me. Isn't that right? Plenty for me. Plenty for me. I got the greater one on the inside. Amen. I got great power on the inside. Greater than any sickness. Greater than any problems. Greater than any pressure. Greater, greater, greater. Isn't that right? I'm telling you, you might have things coming at you, but greater is He who pushes back from the inside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Stand to your feet. I've said enough. You got the point. We could go on. I still haven't. I've just finished the introduction to my message, and I've had two sessions now. But that's all right, isn't it? So if you have, now listen, let me ask you this. If you have the Holy Spirit, what do you have? You have the power. You're not trying to get it? You're not trying to get it? I said, you're not trying to get it? Isn't that right? You got it. Say, I got it. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to do one more thing. And before we go, Brother Danny, I want you to come down here. The Lord told me to pray for you. And we'll do that. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to just praise the Lord. Say, praise the Lord. Now, I saw this in the spirit, Danny. If you'll just lift your hands. I'm going to do what I saw in the spirit. In the name of Jesus. I saw myself put my finger, just my index finger, right on the top of your hand. And the power of God flows in there right there. And the Lord is ministering to him. Healing power. In every situation that he's dealing with, we say it this way. The power of God is working mightily in everything that he's dealing with. Isn't that right? In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Now let's lift our hands up and worship him. He is worthy of our worship. Let's magnify his name. We worship you in the name of Jesus. We worship you in the name of Jesus. We worship you in the name of Jesus. We magnify your name. And we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. You're such a good God. So great. So great. So great. More than we could imagine. Better than we could imagine. Far better than we could imagine. We bless you, Lord. Thank you for being so good to us, for being so willing to help us, that you reach out to us. You've written your word in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you for it, Father. We bless your name. Thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's say this prayer together. Some of you, maybe somebody here tonight that doesn't know the Lord. I just handle it this way. Let's just pray this prayer together. If you don't know the Lord tonight, then I'm asking you to pray this prayer. Repeat it after me as I pray, and that you pray with the congregation to receive Christ as your Savior and Lord. Say this with me. Pray this with me. Heavenly Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for receiving me as your child, Lord. That you're my Father, and that I'm a part of the kingdom of God. I belong in the family of God now because I have Jesus as my Lord. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, or you rededicated your life with that prayer, we encourage you to prayer team when they come down. And they'll be right here, the ladies on this side, men on this side. And if you'll come, and if you prayed that prayer for the first time or rededicated your life, please come talk to them. And they'll be able to instruct you a little bit more and help you and give you some literature if you need it. and that'll help you to grow in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Everybody good? Everybody well? Hallelujah. How many of you got the power? How many of you know how to turn the power on? Amen. Glory to God. Let me just tell you this one final thing. If you say, you know you got the power, the Bible says you got the power. Now you say, "Bless by his stripes I'm healed. I believe by his stripes I'm healed." And nothing changes. What are you going to do? You keep saying it. I said, you keep saying it. You keep the, what do you keep on? You keep the switch on, the switch of faith on. Isn't that right? And you keep saying it. Until something changes. Amen. Don't let the devil talk you out of it. Don't let the devil make you quiet. Amen. You lift your voice. If there's a little thought comes, says you think you need to quiet down, that's a sure sign you need to get a little louder. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. We give you the praise and the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you now for all that you're doing in our lives. Bless these people in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you that you lead and guide them, direct them, that you show them how and teach them how to flow with your power and with your might in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Connection team, if you would find those people, first-time guests, and take them to get that wonderful gift in the West Lobby, that would be a great thing to do at this time. We're so thankful, those of you that are here for the very first time, we're so thankful that you're here. We appreciate you being here tonight. We're glad that you're here tonight. We trust that you receive something from God and that you are coming again. Let this be your church home. Praise God. And those of you that are watching online, didn't say anything to you earlier, but we're so glad that you watched online. We trust that you got blessed where you are, ministered where you are. We trust that you have a great week. God bless you for joining us, and we thank God for his blessings upon your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Shake hands with somebody. We know that Wednesday evening, Pastor Hagin's going to be here and bringing a great message in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And so God bless you. Shake hands with somebody and bless them in Jesus' name. Amen.